Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
You know what that music means. You know when you hear Ludacris, that means it is time for our friend Paul Churchian. We love to talk to him about fantasy football. And what was I talking to Marshall Harris about in our break? His fantasy team. Church is Church is the chief execution officer of Guillotine Leagues at fantasylife.com. Marshall, would you like to tell me tell Church what you were telling me in the break?
So, Charge, you know, I had Joe Burrow on my team and, Austin Eckler.
No.
It gets worse.
George Kittle.
Oh, jeez.
But you know what? Your suggestion last week at tight end did his job. I still got blown out. I can't remember the last time I was 0-2 in fantasy, though. So this is a disheartening time for me. And do you think Jake Browning is the guy? I mean, there's Burrow, there's Purdy, there's McCarthy, Fields, Daniels. We got a lot of people who are hurt as far as quarterbacks. Who should we be looking to, and I mean me, to pick up, to back up our quarterback situation? Caleb Williams is running out there for me this week. I'm just letting you know that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not ideal, but this is such a good matchup, right? If it's not now, when for Caleb Williams?
Yeah.
I like Jake Browning. This is a really strong matchup against a Vikings defense that is ravaged by injury. Get this on Browning. I think he's one of the best backup quarterbacks in the league. He's thrown at least one touchdown in all seven of his career starts. You remember 2 years ago, he had to start about half a season. And then last week, playing most of that game, he threw two touchdowns, ran in another one. And he's actually got good mobility in these eight games I just referenced, 4 rushing touchdowns. He's got T. Higgins. He's got Jamar Chase. And while the Vikings have done a pretty good job of containing opposing quarterbacks, this one with the Vikings missing a starting linebacker, a starting cornerback, this could be a nice opportunity for Jake Browning. You could do worse. I do have Caleb Williams a couple spots ahead of Browning, but if you're in a pinch, Browning does make some sense.
I mean, you reacted to a charge, and Marshall and I have been talking about it. The injuries are already an issue, I think, earlier than a lot of people may have prepared for at this time of the year. Mm-hmm. What's another position where you're saying, okay, if there's an injury, this is somebody who you're looking at, or if there's a group of players that you think is taking hits more so than usual?
Well, tight end's been a complete disaster, Layla. If you didn't bank on one of the sure things, and even then you might have got George Kittle like Marshall did, and now you're sweating that. There's nowhere to turn, almost, except for the guy that I gave out last week, Juwan Johnson, Marshall, which worked out for you. But I got to peacock the ones I get right, because I get a lot of these wrong during our segment. So, I got to illuminate, when I get right.
We still get stuff wrong, too. Yeah.
Hey, Charge, I still have Travis Kelce. I just had to watch him drop a touchdown pass and turn into an interception last week. I like to run a 2 tight end set.
Well, that's a luxury. Most people are just trying to find one tight end. Did you see how after he dropped that ball and it turned into an interception going the other way, he just stopped. He didn't trail the play. He didn't, he got pouty in the end zone rather than going and trying to track down the ball carrier. Man, I don't know. Travis Kelce. You wonder. He acknowledged that last year, he was distracted by all the Taylor Swift stuff. Now my worry is similarly distracted because he has the opportunity to consummate his relationship finally now that they're getting engaged.
Consummate his relationship.
Not,
he has a wedding to plan.
I did not see that coming.
I saw it coming. He's got a wedding to plan.
I think, though, there's also, Charge, and you know this, there's been articles that have been published about his success essentially being the Chiefs' success. Like, as he goes, they go. Mm-hmm. And he's 35 now. And you know, at some point that was going to take a toll, especially the way tight ends' bodies just take a beating with all the blocks they have to commit, you know, with the way they run the routes over the middle of the field. At some point, this was going to catch up with him physically. Do you think that's part of it?
Well, for sure. I mean, you just eye test. You can watch him, and the metrics are there as well. His separation yards have dropped way down. Mm-hmm. He's just not the same athlete, and almost nobody is at 35. So there's that. But the part nobody's talking about, Layla, when can we start addressing Patrick Mahomes' play?
Ooh,
is it sacrosanct to wonder, is he the same player that he was 3 and 4 and 5 years ago when he was undeniably the best quarterback in the league? And yes, you can point at Xavier Worthy's not on the field. And, you know, of course, Rashee Rice is suspended. But you know what? There are plenty of examples of great quarterbacks who find ways with whatever guys they've got. You know, Tom Brady had Randy Moss. And other than Randy Moss, for most of his career, he had second and third tier wide receivers. Hollywood Brown should be good enough. And when you see Mahomes miss badly a wide open Tyquan Thornton last week for what should have been a signature 50, 60, 70 yard gain, and he completely whiffs on that pass, I just feel like nobody's willing to look at Mahomes and wonder, has his play dropped off and contributed to the struggles of a now winless Chiefs team?
No, I think that's fair. More bad news on my fantasy team, Charge. I just want to let you know.
Yes, tell me.
Because there's a lot of talk about these rookie running backs coming into the season. So I said, you know what? With this late second round pick, I could do worse than Ashton Jeanty. Charge.
Jeez, yes.
What's going on?
Well, first, that was a gift at the end of the second round. He was going at the end middle of the first round in a lot of drafts.
Does it feel like a gift?
No, it doesn't right now, does it? So here's what's going on. The Las Vegas offensive line, so bad. Get this. They're giving him negative 0.2 yards before contact. Negative. So he has to beat a tackler before he's even at the line of scrimmage. The other part that's hurting Jeanty, his pass blocking is so comically bad. The viral videos are out. You can see him not trying and whiffing. He lost last week, Monday night. He lost almost half of the snaps to Zamir White and Dylan Lauby. He was supposed to be a generational opportunity runner, right? And here he is losing half of the snaps to nobodies. So the good news on Jeanty, and the reason to think that it'll get better, when he does get into open space, he's been really good. If he's given a lane, he's been good. He's got the fifth best broken tackle rate among starting running backs. So if the offensive line can just start to gel and not just be non-awful for Las Vegas, Jeanty should get better.
Wow.
But am really but worried about the lack of snaps and the pass blocking for a guy that we want on the field on third down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Charge, I have to break a rule because I think it's a really good fantasy question. I know that you don't take like text questions and calls like you used to. It's a little bit different on our Thursday segments, but this is a really good one. And by good, I mean weird. 630, fair question. Mac Jones or Carson Wentz?
Ooh.
Like that? Fair question.
Yes, it is. I know, like, I have them separated by one spot in my rankings.
Ooh,
so, who's over who?
A totally fair question. I have Mac Jones one spot ahead. Now, They're going up against Arizona. Teams are passing on Arizona. Mac Jones coming off a 3-touchdown performance. And the funny thing is, and I think we even talked about it last week, Mac Jones had averaged last year in 7 long, painful starts for the Jaguars. He averaged 0.8 passing touchdowns. But then he goes to San Francisco, competent offense, competent coaching, talented players around him, and suddenly Mac Jones is getting his 3 touchdowns. So, you know, you like the atmosphere a lot better. But I'd love to talk about Carson Wentz here in Minnesota.
Before you say it, I just want to let you know, my first round pick was Justin Jefferson. Keep going.
Oh, boy.
See, I think Wenzel Soda is kind of like Wenzelvania. Do you remember that?
I remember Wenzelvania.
You're now in the Wenzel Soda era of his career.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And that's safe to say. Now, you know the old adage, you have to be a pretty good pitcher to lose 20 games.
Yeah, because you get to keep running back out there. Yes.
That's right. Yeah, they keep putting you back out for some reason. Incredibly, Wentz, when he starts this game, he will become the first quarterback in the history of the NFL to start a game for 6 different teams in 6 years.
Yeah.
Lord.
So
yes.
So Justin Jefferson, I have to start him, right?
Yeah, you still have to start Justin Jefferson. And here's why I'm actually kind of optimistic. The training wheels on J.J. McCarthy, you know, he was barely throwing any passes. And I understand why they were bringing him in very slowly, very cautious with his usage. Okay, I get that. But the problem was it was killing Justin Jefferson. And he's an incredibly important part of the Vikings offense, of course. He ranked 36th in wide receiver targets. That should never happen to Justin Jefferson, ever. Mm. So my hope is that Carson Wentz comes out and he says to himself, much like Jake Browning last week, Jake Browning hits the field and he's like, if I'm going down, I'm going down throwing to Ja'Marr Chase. And he pelted Ja'Marr Chase with 14 targets. I would love to see Carson Wentz drop back and just say, I'm running this offense through Justin Jefferson because why not? And there are exploitable matchups in that lousy, gambling Bengals secondary. So you're still absolutely starting Justin Jefferson in this game.
From the Bears' standpoint, I think it's fortunate that they don't seem to understand that they have Justin Jefferson over years now, Charge. But
yes.
From a football fan standpoint, I am bothered by this because I feel like we've talked about it with too many different head coaches too many times.
Don't you feel like sometimes they just outthink themselves? Man, just go get your great players, get them the ball, manufacture looks, do whatever you have to do. And Justin Jefferson certainly at that level. The other Viking of note I'll mention, Jordan Mason sitting on a 20 carry game with Aaron Jones on injured reserve. So we'll watch that one. Vikings offensive line is going to be missing 2 starters, which stinks. But Jordan Mason has looked pretty good. You saw some of what he could do in that Week 1 game against the Bears. And he's absolutely startable on a high-volume situation coming up.
Paul Charchian, as always, we appreciate the discussion and the Vikings gossip. You are a man for all people.
Next week, you know what I would like to hit on non-fantasy with you two?
What's that?
Both of our teams made knee-jerk decisions to extend their general manager needlessly on the last years of their deals.
I like yours
and,
a lot better
than
ours.
I don't think that's a fair comparison.
Oh, I don't know about that. No, let's debate next week. Let's try to remember, and it's hard for me to remember anything a week out, but let's try to remember to debate which of those decisions was more knee-jerk and irresponsible, because they both might be.
Well, luckily for you, Ray Diaz has a Google Doc, so we can do that.
Okay.
He keeps notes on these things.
Him to be the organized one out of this. All right.
Exactly.
Thank you, my friends.
Thanks, Charge.
I disagree with him.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
He forgets what his team did last year.
Like,
it's just
serious?
Like Robbie. If the Lions went to the Super Bowl, you wouldn't care what Ben Johnson had to say about Jared Goff last
week. I'd still be
week.
Drunk passed out in the streets.
I was about to say Carson Wentz.
I'm insulted by Charge's rare lack of sensibility in that comment, in that even notion. But yeah, we can do that next week.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
And
you know what
pad.
I'm going to do? I'm going to point to a scoreboard and remind you what
record?
The Vikings record was last year.
And Ryan Poles' record as a GM.
Jesus H. Christ. Coming up next, it is halftime. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to bring you the best of the Cubs post-game celebration in Pittsburgh. They were funny. It was entertaining. Everybody had some fun. I hope they're feeling the effects of that fun today. It's next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.